This curse will transform your body into that of an 18-year-old girl. If you're a man, that will involve the change of your sex. If you're a woman, that will simply involve you growing younger. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so. Whether or not you're aware of it, it's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. You may not have even thought about it much. But by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5, feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it. Only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4, sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Feel yourself so comfortable and relaxed. Now, I want you to begin imagining yourself. I want you to imagine your entire body, your mind, connected to your entire body, like a giant network of cells, organisms, tissue, every single part of your body completely controlled by your mind. Your mind is in complete control over your entire body. That's right. It controls everything. It controls the way your tissue is healed and regenerated. It controls how your bones grow, how your teeth grow, how your face is shaped. It all comes down to a simple little chain of DNA. And even that is under the control of your mind. Yes, that's right. Your mind is capable of controlling you down to the level of your own DNA. It's true. It's actually capable of doing this, and you know it. You can almost feel it. It's a simple thing. Not only can your mind make you do simple things like wiggle your finger, move your feet or toes, it can do more complex things like heal your body. People who have greater control over their body are even able to heal wounds more quickly, making them go away in a matter of hours instead of days or weeks. To completely and fully control your body, you will be able to control every aspect of who you are. And that is the exercise you are going to undertake now. It is one that you are going to work on day after day. Perfecting your own control, perfecting it and extending it until you can change yourself in any way you desire, or more specifically, in the manner I am about to direct you. That's right. You have a goal. You have a task in your mind. Your deep subconscious mind is going to carry it out. It will not matter what your conscious mind thinks or wants. Your subconscious is going to work on this task. It is going to set your entire body to work on this task in remaking you into a whole new person, practically. You see, you are going to set aside your years. Your mind is actually going to set aside all of the years that you have. Doesn't matter what age you are now. It is going to set aside those years, readjusting all of your cells and all of your body to the state you were in when you were 18 years old. That's right. It's going to replace your bone tissue,
your muscle mass, your skin, even to a certain degree your own brain cells. It's going to replace each and every last one of them, causing your body to regenerate itself, to recreate itself into the body of an 18-year-old. Yes, that's right, an 18-year-old. Doesn't matter what age you are now, that is the age your mind is going to adjust you to. It is going to shift you back to this age by reworking you entirely. It experienced 18. You've been 18 before. All your flesh nice and tight, your muscles new and well formed. Your body at the age of 18 was in much better shape than it is now, because everything was in the peak of perfection. You'd completed all of puberty, you'd become an adult, and then your body begins to age. Everything after 18 is kind of a bit like going downhill, but your body is going to go back. Your mind deep down inside remembers exactly what it was to be 18, and your hormone levels, your skin's shape, the shape of your face, all of these things your mind remembers deep down inside. It remembers them, and it is going to call them back up, and it is going to begin reorganizing every cell in your body until you are once again 18 years of age. However, there is one more caveat, one more change that needs to happen. You need to regress to the state of being an 18-year-old girl. If you are a man, this means a much more significant change. If you are a woman, then obviously it will be much easier. All you need to do is regress your mind and your body to the state they were when they were 18. But as a man, you need to do a little more than that. That's right. You're going to have to work a little bit harder. You're going to have to undo a change that happened very early in your life. You're going to have to change your chromosomes from male to female. This has happened in certain animal species, and therefore it is possible. And therefore your mind is going to set itself on this task, as well as the task of regressing your age. Your body will probably start with an age regression, working backwards, working your age backwards, and as you see the changes beginning to happen, your mind will know that it can make the other changes it needs to make as well. It needs to make a sexual change in your body, and that is exactly what your mind is going to do. It is going to shift your sexuality from male to female. It is, in fact, a chromosomal change, and your mind will make a change to that chromosome. And as it changes that chromosome, everything else will begin to change. You will discover that some of your hair patterns change. You will discover that you begin producing more estrogen and your testosterone levels drop. And as that happens, your voice will probably begin to change. Your hair and your facial features will also begin to adjust. Your stomach and waist will change as well. And then, of course, there's the matter of your penis. It will begin to shrink until it is pretty much nothing more than a little bud, and it will turn inward and become a woman's vagina. And that is pretty much exactly what is going to happen to you. Your mind is going to set out on this task. It is a very large task. It is a very huge goal. It is something that will not be accomplished quickly or easily. But you have had this task set before you, and your mind will not stop acting on it. It will not stop acting on it until you are in the body of an 18-year-old girl. That is the body that you want, you need, and you desire, and your mind is going to act upon this. It is going to act upon this compulsively, because that is the task that has been set out before you, and that task must be completed. This is not just simply something you can listen to once and say, oh, that was nice. No. This file will compel you to come back to it over and over again. It will compel you to come back to it and listen to it time and again until the transformation is complete. You will listen to this file until you have been completely transformed, body and mind, to that of an 18-year-old girl. Your mind will accept nothing less, and the only way to stop this progress, the only way to stop this change, is for have me to remove it, to have me to stop this progress, because other than that, you are cursed with this change. This change is being fixed in your mind, fixed in your subconscious. It is a part of your deepest subconscious mind, and it will continue there until the transformation is complete, until you have transformed completely and utterly into the body of an 18-year-old girl, until every inch of your body is exactly that. Then, and only then, will this curse end, and when it does, you will start aging again. You will start aging normally again from the age of 18. And yes, that does mean that you can listen to this file again in the future and once again be brought back to the age of 18. There are no limits to the number of times that you use this file. Your mind will just simply carry out its instructions, reformatting your DNA, reshaping your body, reshaping your bones, your skin, your face, your flesh, adjusting your hormone levels, adjusting everything, until you achieve the body of an 18-year-old girl. That is the only possible outcome of this file, and you will listen to it over and over again until your subconscious mind accepts its task completely and goes about it each and every day, working hard and diligently to reshape you, to reform you, to make you into an 18-year-old girl. That is what is happening to you. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed, and I hope you enjoy.